Matura Exam 5, Extended. Exercise 1, page 82. Speaker 1.
The government is looking at new ways of creating clean energy. Energy Minister James Haddon said he hoped that landfill mining would become a common practice in most landfill sites in the near future. Landfill mining is a process where waste is superheated to create a clean gas which can be burned to produce electricity. Today, Mr. Haddon visited one of the six sites across the country where this is already being done. He said this new energy would be good for the future as it was both cheap and better for the environment than existing sources.
Speaker 2.
A recent Oxfam report has found that the 85 richest people in the world today have the same amount of money as the poorest half of the world's population. That means that these 85 people have as much money as around 3.5 billion poor people. A spokesman from Oxfam stated that they don't believe that this difference will change unless something is done to address the problem in the near future. Representatives from the charity are planning to attend the World Economic Forum next month in Davos, where they will talk about the problem and try to reach a solution.
Speaker 3.
The mobile phone company Streamline has announced that 10,000 office and factory workers will lose their jobs by the end of next year. In a press release this morning, CEO Michael Carruthers said that the company was sorry for the staff cuts, but added that they were necessary because of a fall in profits. He also stated that the company planned to create a special support program to help the workers. It is thought that the program will train ex-employees in a new profession or help them set up their own companies.
Speaker 4.
The European Food Safety Authority has just voted to ban the use of a group of chemicals which farmers spray on their plants, following reports that they are harmful to honey bees. There has been a big fall in the number of bees in recent years, and this has been linked to a number of issues, including the use of these chemicals. Scientists have also suggested that the drop in the bee population could result in a food shortage. The ban was agreed after the majority of the 27 European member states voted in favour of it, with 12 voting against.